Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay today? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It's wonderful to be here again. Thank God for Sister Helen and every one of you. And so the word for today is Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our hope.
Amen.
Jesus is our only hope. It's not about any man or anything. What somebody tells about you shouldn't really matter too much to you. What Jesus tells about you is what should matter to you. Amen.
Amen.
Because you know what I'm realizing nowadays, people start getting used to other people around them, environment around them, and start hearing what they are saying. And some negative words from people can stress them out, can depress them, can oppress them. It brings them down. Have you experienced that?
Yes.
Whatever somebody says becomes something for them. You see, Jesus is the one who gave me life. He saved me. It's not somebody else who saved me. Jesus is the one who gave me life. And he saw me precious. And he made me worthy by his blood. Not somebody else. Somebody else didn't die for me. Amen. Jesus died for me. Amen. When he gave us everything, why should I be bothered about somebody's thoughts and things too much? I mean, I don't have to take too much on that, you see. But that's why we got to get back to the word. What Jesus tells about me is what makes me who I am to him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. See, hope. Today, hope, the dictionary definition of hope is, hope is someone or something on which our expectations are centered. Amen?
Amen?
And also a feeling that our desires will be fulfilled. Someone or something where our expectations are centered. Lot of times what happens is we put our expectations on somebody. You see? It can be a friend, it can be a relative, it can be parents, it can be sister, brother, spouse, anybody. Too much of expectations. It's not wrong to expect from someone. But if we have too much of expectation on someone, then it becomes a problem for us at some point of time. Because it starts bothering us if they don't do something. If we don't get what we expected from that person, it really bothers us. Amen? Even now, I mean, even while we do something for somebody else. See, you have love in your heart. I mean, everybody loves other people in some way or other. Some people we love more, right? We start doing a lot of things for them. We show too much of love for them. But when it comes to a point that they don't reciprocate that love, what happens to you? If you show love for somebody, too much of love for someone, and you start helping them, you start doing everything that you want them to have, and get them up to speed, right? They are almost lost, but you bring them, you do something to them, you do whatever help you can, you pray for them, you help them in whatever possible way. But when they don't reciprocate, what happens to you? You feel bothered, right? You feel upset. These people, how much I have shown love. You see, in the Bible, in the book of Luke, I believe, where Jesus heals the 10 lepers. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. Jesus heals the 10 lepers. Everybody goes. But one guy comes back. Lord, you prayed for me. You know, leprosy, when people are literally kept away from others, they are literally treated like a trash. Amen?
Amen.
But when that kind of a person gets healed by Jesus, how much of joy that person will have, and how much of realization that person should have. And when 10 people got healed and they went, and only one guy comes back to tell thanks to this Lord. And Jesus is asking, is there only one who has come back to give glory to God? Where are the rest? I mean, he is having a question. Probably it bothered him. Where are the rest? Why are these people like that? Because it says they were crying. You know what crying is? They are desperate. They were in need. They were crying. But after Jesus healed them, they don't even turn back. What kind of heart is that? That's what the world is all about. This world is like that. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
When they are able to do that with Jesus, how much are we?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What are we? They'll do the same thing to us. That's why hope, which means hope is someone or something which we have our expectations be centered on. And also a feeling that our desires will be fulfilled. Amen? The center of our hope. If we put it on somebody else, we will have discouragement, we will have depression, we will have failure, we will have anything. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We become sick and tired of doing good even.
Mm-hmm.
But our hope is in Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
Whatever you want to do, you just do it with love in Jesus' name. Look at him and keep going.
Yes.
Don't expect from somebody. Expect from him, because he is our only expectation. Colossians chapter 1, 24 to 27. Colossians chapter 1, 24 to 27. I can even celebrate the sorrows I have experienced on your behalf. This is Paul writing this. For as I join with you in your difficulties, it helps you to discover what lacks in your understanding of the sufferings Jesus Christ experienced for his body, the church. This is the very reason I have been made a minister by the authority of God and a servant to his body, so that in his detailed plan I would fully equip you with the word of God. Because we don't understand too much. A lot of times we ignore understanding. That's why Paul is saying, I have been given authority to come and teach you and give you some understanding on the word. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from the world for generations, but now it's being revealed, unfolded, and manifested for every holy believer to experience. And what is that mystery? The mystery is, living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
The Christ who is living in us, he is the one who floods our hearts with that expectation of glory. Amen? Our ultimate expectation is glory. Amen? The glory. The glory is nothing but the honor. The doxa is the word, the Greek word. So glory is nothing but the honor, the desired expectation, the one, the thing that we are desiring so much for. Whether we understand or not, we are actually desiring for that glory, for that ultimate thing. And that ultimate thing is in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Living within you is Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of glory for his people. And God wants everyone to know it. Colossians 1:27. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen? Amen. Our hope is not set on somebody else or someone or something else, but Christ. Amen? Amen. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Because only he can fulfill that hope. Only he can fulfill that expectation. Amen? Only he can fulfill that desire. And the desire is to be with him. Amen? To be with him. To be in a place. Who desires not to live a peaceful life? Who desires? Nobody, even the worst of worst, doesn't desire to live a peaceful life. Right? They desire a peaceful life. They desire to enjoy something. They desire to have no tears, no pain, no sorrows. They desire to be in a place where they don't have to worry about anything else. Amen. Amen? Amen? And that desire is the desire for that glory. And it comes through Christ. And that expectation is fulfilled through Christ. Amen? Amen. Christ, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. We got to get that in us. If we have Christ and we have to follow those desires that Christ floods us with. Amen? It says floods, literally. It floods. He pushes, he gives that kind of a desire, that kind of an expectation. And that expectation is for God himself. And if we yield to those expectations, it will be fulfilled. Instead of yielding to other expectation of the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
Because a lot of times we get lost. We are in between. Oh, people try to do something else to desire. To fulfill their desires. A lot of other things they do. But those becomes ungodly. But anything that desires that is followed with what Christ puts in us becomes godly. Amen? Amen. You see, why Christ is the hope of glory? I mean, what is the hope that we have? The hope is we have a resurrection. We have a life in Christ. And we have an eternal life in Christ. He not only saved us from the wretched life, but he also gives us a hope for the life to come. Amen. To be with him forever and ever.
Yes.
Amen? The hope of glory. And during our lifetime here, we need to understand and we get to know and understand with understanding that Christ is not just a one-time person, one-time savior. He just comes. I mean, he shows up when you need salvation and he goes away. No. Because you get, that is how people use him, right?
Mm-hmm.
People start using him on and off.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Whenever we need Christ, Lord, come.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't him, we don't even care. We ignore. We just keep going. Does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it happens for every believer. Because we forget that who is with us? Who is the one who called me? Who is the one who gave me that faith? The author and finisher of my faith. Who is that? Who gave me that hope? Upon whom did I first commit my life to? See, Jesus said in Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus, the anointed one, is always the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Amen? Because he is not a one-time person and one-time God just to save you and let you go, do whatever you want. But he saved and he is with us forever. Mm-hmm. Till we reach that glory and even beyond. Amen?
Amen?
To reach that glory and even beyond. In Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, it says, don't be obsessed with money. Basically, the worldly things, right? Don't be obsessed with it, but live content with what you have. For you always have God's presence. For hasn't he promised you, I will never leave you alone, never. And I will not loosen my grip on your life. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never lose my grip on you, basically. Which means the one who saved me has a grip on my life till I attain that glory. Amen?
Amen.
Till I attain. But I got to understand, I got to have that understanding that he has that grip in my life. He has that hold in my life. That he will never leave me nor forsake me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to be obsessed with money and things of this world. Because God's word said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
What I need will be added unto me, will be given to me. But a lot of times we forget whom I have to just be obsessed with. Amen?
Amen?
Instead, be obsessed with something else that he created. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Do we have that in our lives? I'm sure. There are some areas.
Yes.
We cannot say that, no, it's all perfect. But as we progress, we let those things go.
Mm.
We just let those things go. Amen? We ignore those things. No, I know that he is in control. He is going to care for me. He is going to... I have placed all my burdens on him. He cares for me. Cast all your burdens on him. Because he cares for you. The word says. The 2 Corinthians, 1 chapter 19 to 21. Actually 19 and 20. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he is the one whom Timothy, Silas and I, this is Paul writing, preach to you. And he has never been both a yes and a no. He has always been and always will be for us a resounding yes. For all God's promises find their yes of fulfillment in him. And as his yes and our amen, ascend to God, we bring him glory. Amen? We bring him glory by trusting in him. Amen? Trusting in his promises.
Right.
While we live in this world, we bring him glory by trusting in him. Amen?
Amen?
By thanking him for what we did. Because that person, the leper who was healed, when he came back, the word says he gave him glory by giving him thanks. He gave him thanks because he realized that Jesus did it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have God. And that's the same thing. I give him glory by trusting in him. By casting out my unbelief. The areas of unbelief, right? A lot of times we tend to give attention to people who can say some promises, right? It's very, very easily we trust in that person. If we know that person very well, oh, yeah, when he said something, yeah, I trust him. But what about God who created you, who saved you? When he promised, where are those things? Where is your trust? Right? Where is our trust? The unbelief is the one that causes not to give the glory to him. Amen? So, we got to get rid of that unbelief. The areas of unbelief, the areas of doubt. That's why that father prayed, Lord, forgive my unbelief. I believe, but I'm not fully believing you. Forgive my unbelief. Increase my faith. That should be our prayer. Increase our faith. We trust him. We love him. We get that relationship with him. We love him all the time. Not just love him, but realizing how much he loves you. Amen? How much he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. That song, beautiful song is that. The reckless love. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Because he paid all the price for me. He paid it all. He paid all my debts away. All my debts of sin. He paid it on the cross. He made it complete. There is nothing pending. And for your whole life, you have that sacrifice already done. It's finished. Amen? It's a finished work. And when he says, why should I doubt? Amen? Because just because we don't see him, we doubt a lot. Right? Because if somebody says something, and even if they, he's a man. Because God's word said, I am not a man to change my mind. Numbers, in the book of Numbers, it says 23. God is not a man that he should change his mind, nor a son of man that he should tell lies, right? But will he not say and do it? Will he not promise and fulfill it? And all the promises of God are yes and amen in him, in Christ Jesus. And that brings glory to him. See, the Lord had promised that he will perfect all that concerneth us. Amen. That's why David says, the Lord will perfect all that concerneth me. Do not forsake the work of your hands, Lord. Do not forsake. I'm your child, Lord. I'm your servant, Lord. Because God has a plan for us. That's why he saved us. And the plan for us is to prosper us, not to harm us, but to give us a hope and a future. Amen? It says, give us a hope and a future. We may not have everything that we want, but he is sure to provide what we need.
Amen?
Amen? And we can hold on to him. We can surely trust him. We can surely hold on to him. He will make sure that I finish my race if I continue to hold on him. He will never fail me. He will never reject me. The Bible says in John, whoever comes to him, he will never, never reject them. But he will embrace. That's the love of the Father. He always loves us just as we are. He wants us to be a better person. Not to sin, but to become more like him.
Amen.
He saved us for one purpose. And that purpose is to become an image of Christ.
Amen.
Amen? To carry that image of Christ in us and through us. Right? He wants us to be an expression of himself. Amen? Do you agree or not?
Amen.
He wants us to be an expression. So if he wants us to be an expression, why will he not give us other things that we need? Because the book of Romans says, when he has given, right? Romans chapter 8, it says, verse 32, he who did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely and graciously give all other things? Amen?
Amen.
If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can bring a charge against God's elect?
Amen.
Amen? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God who acquit us? Will God reject us? No. Who is there to condemn us? Will Christ Jesus, who died, or rather who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, actually pleading as he is interceding for us, the Bible says.
Amen.
When he is interceding for me every moment, that I will make it up. Why will he leave me? Does it make sense? Why will he leave me? Why don't I have his hope, my hope on him? Always believe in him. Mm-hmm. I want you to remind these few things. You see, the Bible says we are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
And gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. Just because of his love. Amen? Because of his love, we don't have to be, we don't have to give place for worries, right? Because by worrying, we cannot really do much. One time, several years ago, I was still, regarding the job situation, I was having so much of commitment, and I prayed before coming here. Lord, if it's your will, take me to this country. Otherwise I will stay there. I want to do your will. I want your perfect will. Even the day before I'm leaving, I'm praying there. Lord, please stop me from going if it's not your will. I don't want to do anything that's not your will. And when I came here, he started providing me. But when a situation happened, I thought, oh, it's all gone. Will I be let down? And all those things. I was worrying myself. And my roommate is a Hindu guy. He's a Hindu. He's a non-believer. Okay? And this guy, see, God can speak through donkeys. You know? Do you understand that?
Friend, you're saying your friend is a donkey.
Yeah. He's like, just like that donkey, he came to me and told me, if you are worrying, you are not being thankful to the Lord. That gave me a slap on my face. I just realized, I fell down on my knees with tears. I asked forgiveness from the Lord. You see, I did not ask for it. He blessed me. He brought me this far. Why would he leave me? Why would he let me down? You see? Why would he not continue to provide me? I'm not asking what I want, but what I need, he's going to provide. Right? Why will he let you down? Are you not his child?
Mm-hmm.
When he is remembering those two sparrows and which is worth nothing, how much more of value you are? Amen?
Amen.
So why should I give my attention to those worries and things like that? I'm preaching, but I'm also learning as well.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, I'm learning. I'm this is growing in his faith in him more and more. From glory to glory,
Amen.
Faith to faith, right? We are just moving in that realm. But we don't have to go down on that. We have to go up and increase in that. Amen? Because we start knowing him more and more. Because we have to be communicating with him more and more. We have to meditate on his word more and more. So we know him more and more. So we have to trust him more and more. Amen?
Amen.
Our trust becomes stronger in him. Stronger in him. So remember this thing. Remember that God loves you. Because there is a lot of depression and those kind of things. The enemy has attacked the minds of the children of God, especially. There are other people, but Yes, but children of God, here in this circle, I'm telling you, we got to remember that God loves you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
God loves you. Understand always that you are loved by God. You have to tell that I am loved by God.
Amen.
I am loved by God.
Yes.
I mean, there is no regret for him.
Mm-hmm.
I am loved by God. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And he loves me so much that he sent his only son. Amen.
Yes.
To rescue me. Amen. Why would he let me down? He loves me so much. And tell you love him. Tell him how much he did for you on the cross. Amen?
Amen.
How much he did for you on the cross. He paid everything for you. He never let you down. He loves you with unconditional, unchanging, and unfailing love.
Yes.
Amen? His love will not change. And he will not change his mind on you. Just because you did this and that, will he change his mind on you? No, he knows you are going to do something. He is going to help you out and you are going to grow. Amen? All you got to do is, I got to do is, just hold on to him, keep loving him and keep going forward instead of going backward. Amen? So that's first thing. Jeremiah says, Jeremiah 31:3, it says, the Lord appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you and continued my faithfulness to you. Amen. There is a faithfulness of God till now. And he will be faithful till the end. Amen. Because he has promised that. He will be faithful till the end. And do not take the things of your life in your own hands, because this life is no more yours. It belongs to Christ. Amen? Because Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
Amen.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? And John 1 4 and 5 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. Because his life in me will make every unbelief, the areas of unbelief, the areas of darkness, the area of areas that does not, is not tuned to what he wants us to be, his light will change it. His life in me will change it. Amen? His life in me. The more I give him, allow him in my life, he will change my life. Because he is the rock, his works are perfect and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Deuteronomy says God will not do a mistake. He will not do anything wrong. Because even the best wisdom of God is lesser than the foolishness of God, the Bible says. Amen? He is above everything. So what do we do? Our job and our goal is to love him as he loves us. Submit to him and resist the devil, right? The devil puts thoughts. The devil brings things working through other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
To condemn, to destroy, to kill, to steal and destroy, to do whatever. Lord, whatever he wants to hinder the work of God through you to have a good life. I mean, everything that the enemy tries to bring. But resist him. Tell him, you don't have anything to do with me. He has paid the price for me. And I belong to him.
Amen.
I am running, looking at him.
Right.
You don't have enemy. You don't have anything to do with me. I don't have anything to do with you. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to look unto him who called me. Because the one who called me is faithful and he will bring it to completion. He will never let me fail. And Jude, the last two verses. Now to him who is able to keep you without stumbling or slipping or falling, and to present you unblemished before the presence of his glory in the triumphant joy, and exultation with unspeakable ecstatic delight to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to be all the glory, majesty, might, and dominion, and power, and authority before all time, and now, and forever, till eternity. Amen, and so be it in Jesus' name.